The Spokane-based call center answered just 15% of the calls it received in January. The rest heard a lot of this. The vast majority of calls got a message telling them to give up and call back later, while others hung up because of long wait times.
Your estimated wait time is
70
minutes.
Spokesman Michael Marchand says there were several reasons for the dead ends and long waits, starting with sheer numbers.
The volumes we saw far exceeded anything we envisioned. We were seeing 10 times the volume that was forecasted for the call center, even on high volume days.
That's due in part to the glitchy website, which sent thousands to the call center with questions. Other problems included hardware limitations and too few staffers. Marchand says those last two problems have been addressed. The call center added some 230 network circuits to handle calls and ramped up staffing from 80 customer service reps to nearly 600. That's reduced the abandoned calls from about 50% to 8%. And yet, Marchand says he expects wait times in March to remain essentially the same, about 40 minutes on average.
The issues regarding people's applications have gotten more complex. And so what's happening is many of our customer service representatives are on the phone for up to an hour resolving their particular issue.
For some customers, the wait times could be all that matters. Garth Donald is in his late 20s, one of the so-called young invincibles seen as key to the success of Obamacare. He says for him, the call center has been a dead end.
Cell phone plans have a certain amount of minutes. And so if I'm told I have to wait an hour, that's it. I'm not interested in using that form of communication. It's very nice that they provide a 1-800 number, but I haven't cared about 1-800 numbers in over a decade easily. It just doesn't mean anything anymore.
After several frustrating encounters, Donald says he's ready to give up on coverage and just accept the consequences. That's the choice facing many people this month. Those without coverage by March 31st face a fine, and unless they meet special criteria, they won't be able to enroll on the exchange until October. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.